Good afternoon and welcome to Q95's Midday News for today, Tuesday, June 23rd. I am your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In our news headlines this afternoon, Nature Island Food and Drink Festival gets underway July 1st. 12-year-old Anglican school student charged with murder in St. Vincent. And Nigeria's Buhari says government is short of money. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. The details after this.
Connect, explore, and engage with the latest in digital products from the world's best brands, only at Quartz. Save $300 and get this Sony 46-inch 1080p HD LCD TV for only $36.99. Or save $200 when you get the Panasonic Mini Audio System for only $9.99. Connect, explore, and engage now, only at Quartz, bringing value home.
At the invitation of the government of St. Lucia, the DAIC attended the third original Caribbean Growth Forum, Pigeon Island, St. Lucia, June 16 to 17. According to an official release, Dominica had representation from the Dominica Manufacturers Association and the Dominica Association of Industry and Commerce, the permanent secretary in the Ministry of Planning, Economic Development and Investment, Mrs. Gloria Joseph, was in attendance, as well as representatives from the Reform Unit and the Ministry of Finance. The release states that the high-level forum included regional representation of a wide base from Puerto Rico, the Bahamas, Jamaica, Dominican Republic, Antigua and Barbuda, Dominica, Grenada, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Barbados, St. Lucia, Trinidad and Tobago, Belize and Suriname. Ministers attended from across the region alongside their economic advisors. The release further outlines that a critical element in this forum was the presence of civil society, academia, the youth and private sector representation, all of whom were given the task of formulating the original input in each of their countries at the onset of the forum in 2012 and monitoring the implementation of the development of the policy reforms in each of their respective islands. The release expounds that the Caribbean Growth Forum, CGF, is a facilitated methodology for public-private dialogue around issues central to private sector development and growth. It brings a non-traditional approach to the greatest challenge currently faced by the region, creating sustainable and inclusive growth. The forum also aims to facilitate an action-oriented dialogue around key policy reforms needed across three thematic areas: investment climate, skills and productivity, and logistics and connectivity. The release concludes that the CGF is part of the donor agency's commitment to support the Caribbean and develop and implement inclusive growth policies that generate jobs and opportunities for all. Ahead of the playing field in implementation of strategies to work towards reform and policy implementation are the Dominican Republic and Grenada. Effects of the agenda are already being realized in both countries. Organizers of the 2015 Nature Island Food and Drink Festival are issuing a call for aspiring chefs to sign up to take part in the Island Chef Cook-Off segment of the festival. Nature Island Food and Drink Festival presents 3 days of culinary excellence and passion in Dominica and incorporates Island Chef Cook-Off competitions, mixologist competitions, and culinary arts and ITIL food symposiums and expos, among other exciting experiences. Organizer Carla Amor says the Nature Island Food and Drinks Festival is intended to stimulate the culinary arts of the Nature Island. Amor says at this time they are calling for participants to the Island Chef Cook-Off competition, which is carded for Thursday, July 2nd at the Anchorage Hotel.
And we've put out a call for entries for our Island Chef competition because we are having 3 days of competitions for chefs and cooks, food enthusiasts, bartenders, mixologists, people who just love food can come in and present their best dishes on the Thursday and the Friday from 5:30 in the afternoon at the Anchorage Hotel. Our international judges and local judges will be there to look at the food and judge among them. Prizes will be given to these people in the initial rounds, what we call the preliminary rounds, as well as the finalists will be chosen out of day two and three. That will be Thursday and Friday, to be in the final cook-off on the Saturday. Some of your listeners may know about our Island Chef cook-off that happens every year. This will be the fourth year we've had it. So this makes up the core, really, of our Nature Island Food and Drink Festival. That's what we call our headline event. So we're very excited to put out that call for entries. we're asking people to just inbox us on, you can inbox us on Facebook on the Nature Island Food and Drink Festival or Island Chef pages, or email producer@islandchefdominica.com, or they can get in touch with me, Carla Armo, as well at 612-4166, and we'll shoot them out an application and take it from there.
She says there are a host of prizes that will be awarded to the winners of the various segment competitions of the festival.
We will be giving prizes for best appetizer, best entree, best ital entree, best dessert, best ital chef, best kid chef, which will come out of our kids farm to table experience on the 1st of July on the Wednesday. We're also giving an overall Island Chef 2015 prize. Our first prize to the overall Island Chef 2015 is $1,000 from the First Caribbean International Bank, as well as a brand new Samsung tablet from Digicel Business, and some business coaching from both of these institutions, as well as numerous other prizes and gifts from our other sponsors. And of course, we are looking to be featured. That's another new major element. Featured in Macro Magazine, our festival will be featured in the January issue of Macro Magazine, and that will give a lot of boost to Dominica's industry, tourism industry, and to the chefs, the winning chefs as well, and to everybody involved.
In more news, Q95 News has been reliably informed that the Digicel Play 767 News Department, formerly SAT Telecoms, has been outsourced to local media company CBN4 News, effective Wednesday, June 24, 2015. Reports suggest that staff of that department are still reeling over the announcement, which was made by Digicel Play's general manager at a meeting yesterday. Employees were reportedly told that they are able to continue their employment of CBN4 News with the same salaries, but as of Wednesday, Digicel Play will no longer operate that news department. Staff were also told that apart from monthly salaries, all other benefits cease. However, severance packages will be issued. Many employees are regarding the situation as unfair, as they feel they did not have sufficient time to seek other employment. More details will be given on this story in a subsequent report. Parliamentary representative for the Maho constituency, Raymond Blackmore, has made several donations to different individuals and organizations in his constituency. Blackmore, during a ceremony on Thursday, June 18, presented $65,000 towards the rehabilitation of the Mon Jean, the Mon Georgine, to Campbell Link Road and the continuation of roadworks in Sibley, according to GIS News. Further, he gave a check of $14,000 to the Maho Senior Citizens Home and presented outboard motors, which cost over $8,000, to Mark Marceline and Leon Alexander, who are expected to make monthly contributions to the St. Paul Fisher Folk Cooperative for the next 2 years in that regard. In addition, the MP presented $4,200 to the Maho Fisheries Cooperative for the purchase of a fish aggregation device. Blackmore also handed over the keys to a new three-bedroom house to Ruby Alexander, an individual who on occasion suffers from medical problems. Journalist and proprietor of the popular online media house Dominica News Online, Tim Durah, calls on all media practitioners to be ready to take advantage of any opportunity presented by the Prime Minister or ministers of government to be questioned by the media. Durah issued this call as he delivered the featured address at the recent award ceremony organized by the Concerned Citizens Movement, CCM, to honor 6 media houses and 7 media workers in recognition and appreciation of their services to the country at the Fortune Hotel on Saturday, June 20th. Durah urges reporters and media practitioners to be prepared and well-versed on important issues so as not to squander opportunities that present themselves. He says generally the types of questions posed during press conferences tend to be lame duck questions, which demonstrate a lack of preparedness from media practitioners.
We are clamoring for access, you know, to the authorities. When we get that access, we deserve that access, mind you, because as the guardians of democracy, we have a right to demand access to ensure we get the information that people need to enable them to make life-changing decisions. However, when we get that access, we must not allow it to be squandered. We must not allow it to go down the drain. And so this is an appeal to all media reporters or practitioners to prepare yourselves. Get familiar with the issues, not just when the Prime Minister announces that he's going to have a news conference. You should make an effort. It should be part of your routine as a media reporter to familiarize yourselves with all of the issues, local, regional, international. Be prepared at all times. You never know, putting aside the Prime Minister, you never know when you're going to meet somebody in some, you know, high position or important position. The Director General of the OECS. You may be traveling to Barbados and you go through St. Lucia, I am just using an example, and you meet up with the Director of the OECS at the airport, and your journalistic instinct would want you to do an interview with that gentleman. But if you're not ready, if you're not familiar with the issues that are current with regard to the OECS, you're not going to be able to do an effective interview. So I want to urge my media colleagues to take this on board and educate, inform yourselves, be always ready and knowledgeable.
In other news, a 12-year-old female student of an Anglican school has been charged of killing a teenager in St. Vincent. The minor student of the Lowman's Leeward Anglican School is accused of fatally stabbing 15-year-old Moesha Primus in the chest during an altercation last Thursday evening. She was slapped with the charge yesterday and taken before the family court. Her parents were in attendance. The preteen remains in custody. And Nigeria's treasury is virtually empty, President Muhammadu Buhari has said. His government had inherited millions of dollars worth of debt from the previous administration, he said at a media briefing. Mr. Buhari added, it is such a disgrace for Nigeria. The president and his All Progressives Congress won elections in March, ending some 16 years of rule by the People's Democratic Party. And that's this afternoon's Midday News, but first a recap of our headlines. Nature Island Food and Drink Festival gets underway July 1st. 12-year-old Anglican school student charged of murder in St. Vincent. And Nigeria's Buhari says government is short of money. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Accords Dominica Limited. Remember, if you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the entire Q95 news team, I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.